Or in Alpha Bays the Rosh, Lo Ima Marta Bemeis. So the Mora brought this as a question on the statement that Ula said that Rekev, that Meshachos doesn't have Rekev. Bemesethes Adius Tanilo. This is a mission from Mesethes Adius. Upligi, because Zayas Bos Aparish Me'erim Menachai. Imatame. The machlokes over there is a Kazayas Basa which came from Abram and Achai, doesn't have a din tuma. The Mishnah had attempted say it's matame, me basa haparish me Abram and Ameis. That learned out from Abram and Ameis to Abram and Achai. So the Mishnah responded, Umosiv, that the Mishnah challenged that. No, if you say it, Bimesh, it's kashiyesh lo roiv. It has a din of roiv, which means a roiv binyanoi or roiv minyanoi metama boil. That roiv minyan or roiv binyan of that tzamis is metama boil. Okay, roiv akav atzamis. It has a din of roiv akav of atzamis. And maloi tarvid rekiv. Mashayin kain b'chai. Chai doesn't have any of these dinim. So now, let's look to Gemara here. What's the case of that Chai doesn't have Rekav? Which means you had an Abram and a Chai, and that Abram and a Chai was Irkav. So we see that we're discussing, and we're saying by Mace, that does apply. So just one Abram alone by itself, being Nirkav, generates a din of Rekav. So Kabbal Chomer, you don't need the whole, you're saying the Mesha Chosr doesn't generate Rekav. Kabbal Chomer, according to you, one Abram on its own shouldn't generate Rekav. So you see that that's wrong. The Hirkav Chad Aver, the Chwasagabi Mesa, Philo Hirkav Chad Aver is Slay Rekav. Okay. Mashani, the more answers, Mi Ksani Homes, Halkamashwa and Shumes Yeshla Rekav. He didn't say the exact same scenario by Mace is the same as a scenario by Chai. It's talking about there is a scenario by Mace. Not this scenario, but there's a scenario which never exists by Chai. There is a case of a mace which has a rekav. If it has not missing anything, yesh a rekav. I will shum Chai in the rekav. Okay. Zot to Gemara. Boy Rava. Hirkev kishahu Chai. Part of the body was nirkav. And b'chazer umeis, and then the person died. So mahu, he gave me a rekav. The irkav kashu umeis. The rekav has to be that it was nirkav as a mace. Adilma hashemi a homayis. A mace who has rekav has tuma. So the Morse says toshma same mishnah. Lo ima marta b'meis sheish a roiv v'roiv b'moli tava rekav. Tamer b'chai. Time of Mishum Chai Hameis Yesh Lo Rekav. So it means we allow one Aver on its own to have a din of Rekav. So the reason is because the person is still alive. But had the person already died, we would allow the din of Rekav to apply, even though it had been removed when he was alive. The Morris says no. Miktanu Hameis Ha Kamashulon the Shum Meis Yesh Lo Rekav Shum Chai in the Rekav. Okay. Dr. Rush. Time Mishum Dechai Hameis Yesh Lo Rekav. So the Mora is suggesting, according to what we're saying right now, Philo Oisa Aver Shahirkev Bechayev Metamba Vemoisa. This Aver, which we're saying, came off Bechayev, and now it's Nirkov. If the person will subsequently die, so it's an aver of a mace, which is nirkav. So Morris says no. Shumesh yesh rekav because shehirkav acharei moise. This is not talking about our scenario that the rekav took place b'chayov. The rekav, there is a case of a mace which has rekav, i.e. that it was nirkav kishu mace. Shum Chai and the Rekav, that Yim Hirkav B'chayv Afil Akri Moisei is Torah. So in our scenario, it's possible that the loch is that's actually Torah. Okay. What? The Gemara had suggested a riot from the Mishnah Edios that if they would take off an Aver from a Chai, the Aver is Nirkav, and the person dies, that Aver is Tomei because of Rekav. Because it's a Rekav of a mace, even though it came off Bekaya, but now it's Nirkav, and the person is dead. So the Gemara says, no, that what you can be Medaik is a case where if it came off Bechayev and then the person dies and then it's Nirkav, okay, that you can be Medayik because it's a Rekav once the Rekavan happens from a mace. But if it was Nirkav Bechayev, even though the person subsequently died, that Rekav is not Rekav. Okay. So I'm not exactly sure why the next child is here, except for the fact that it has to do with Halacha Moshe Mesinai's, and it's talking about missing something, but the topic is no longer, it's like mamash a different topic. Boy Rava, Namala Shechosra Mahu. So a Namala, the Gemara says a person eats in the Mola Kol Shehu according to Reb Shimon. Even according to Rabbanan, the Gemara says if it's the whole barrio, so it's considered he's Chayav even though it's less than a shear. So now if they cut off one of its feet, so you can't say the shame the Mola isn't on it. You understand? You cut the Mola in half, it's not called the Mola anymore. So then you'd have to go with shiurim. It's not a shiur, but if the concept of it sits, it's called an amola, so it goes into the pasuk. Don't eat this insect. So this is the insect. So that's enough. Or the mice, it's missing. It's missing a foot. So shiura gemira in law v'hachaser or beria gemira in law v'ha'ika. So to give it a shame beria. It's a sheretz that the pasuk is referring to. It's able to live like that, etc. So there's nothing. So that is a valid form of beria, or maybe the loch Moshe Mesinai was specifically there has to be mole, has to be a full shear. So it's chaser any part. So it doesn't have this din. So now just cashing back, it's the idea of a mesh shechaser. So it's Tuma, Malkus, Namola, Chaser. The only other comment is the word Chaser and Halacha Moshe Mesinai. But that's the more of his thought process. So, Amar Rav Yehuda mi diskarto Toshma.
The other part of the question is like, how can they didn't put this in Malkus?
Okay. Now the Rosh says that this Shem Shaila would apply to the Shrotzim which have a din of Tuma, and then Mola doesn't have a din of Tuma, but the other Shrotzim which have a din of Tuma, and you would cut off a foot, but they would be very small still, so the shear of Tuma is Bechadash, but a full sheretz is Matame. Now the foot is missing, what's the halacha? So the Gemara is going to bring a raya from a pasuk which is talking about that. So it says,
Is this the Shmona Shrotzim?
The parsha of Tumah Shrotzim is the Shmona Shrotzim. Right?
Yeah, okay.
Right, so I mean, both of them are larger, but it can be very, it's just born, it can be very small. Mm-hmm. So even though it doesn't have a share of Bechadash, the Tumah sheretz is Bechadash, which is not very big, but if you'd have a barrier, a newborn barrier, one of the number of the shrotzim, even if it's less a kadash, it's matame because it's a barrier. Now it's missing a foot, so the same shall apply to that also. So the Gemara is then bringing a raya. The pasuk says that kol negei b'hem b'moysom yitmo ad ha'arav. So it says kol negei b'hem. It sounds like you have to touch the whole thing. So it's only if it's complete. What about if it's a piece of it? Yachol b'kulon. It's only if it's the complete item. So tamalam mayhem. The pasuk says kol asher yipol olav mayhem. From them, imayhem yachol miksasan, that any amount is sufficient. Tamalar Bohem, it has to touch it. Haketza, so it's like the Braisa. It's a Taurus Kahanim. Ashiga b'miksasan shehu kekulon. B'shir hachamim b'kadash. Shekein hachamim tchilas b'yosa b'kadash. So the chamim said that a mixus, which could be potentially a bohem, a complete. And the shear of that is a kadasha, because one of these Shemana Shrotim, when it first is comes alive, it's the size of a kadash. So the kadasha is defined together with the every part of it, including the feet. So we see that the shear is defined by the full item. The shmamino shiura gemiri lo. Like Mora said before, that it has to be the full shear, which would include all of the parts of the animal. So same thing over here. So the Mora says no. Amr Rav Shmaya kibein and shiura. The reason why you need a shear is b'deloy havi kadasha lametama deloy naf lebon neshama. It's if it wouldn't have that amount, it wouldn't be come alive. I will naf lebon neshama, but if it's alive already, and it's shaykh to get this life less than the shear. So then, the fact that it loses an aver, which allows it to still continue to live, that we haven't proven that. What status that has? So Mor says tibor l'chol. You're right. It's a question. It stands as a question. Okay, zok the rush. Boy Rabba, he has Rabba, we have Rabba. The Mola Shachosimahu. The Miner Perkelo had a loik and Hoichel Namola Koshu Chayiv. If a person eats a complete Namola, no matter what the size is, Al Bishain Bo Kazayas, Gabi Achila, the Isser is a Kazayas. He's Gizmalkus. Machelin and Tumanami. And that would be true in regards to Hilchus Tum also, not by Namola, there's no Tumah by Namola, but by the Cheshrotzim, be the same Shiloh. So now, Miborlei, his Shiloh is Himnixis Uraglehel, the feet are cut off, Shadayin Yachalichia, is it still alive? Ishem Barrier Olehel, does it have a dinner barrier? Mirin and Shiura Gamiri. Beria Shlema Emetis Adain B'mokim Shir Kadasha. So the Shir is Kadasha. And we're saying that a Beria, as it were, is able to replace the requirement of Kadasha. So the Beria is a form of a Shir. Well, it's a form of a Shir. Kemoshim Chosim Mishir Adasha Kol Shehu is Tor. Berinami Binin Shtei Shlema. So it's not better than the concept of a shear. So a shear, there's a din of a shear. If it's less than the shear, it's no good. So the barrier also, if it's missing something, it's no good. Barrier is its own concept. And the barrier means the live item. Well, if that's the lumbus, if it's missing a foot, shouldn't change anything. It's still a live item. Kibun shechar lelichyos, because they're able to live as such. So that's a, that is included in the barrier. Toshma behem yochel bekulon. It says behem mean them, the whole thing. Bishrotzim see bechol shayiga. I should call on the gay. Call on the gay behem. The master of Shehiga b'sheretz shalom, he has to touch the complete sheretz. So I think he has to do the whole thing. Tamlar kol shehipol mehem, the master of filim exhausted, even part. Okay, so he's kind of based with gross. Although, how do we make both true? It has to be a mehem, which could then potentially be a bohem. What is that? That it's a size which theoretically could be a complete item. Rishira b'kadasha. Not a miksasa, it's only part of it. Rekrina b'behem, it can refer to as bohem, the whole thing. The fish ha'chaymet. Tchilas b'yosei b'kadasha. V'hu sholem. That's a complete... When it's sholem, it adds up to a kadasha. So we're learning out the shir about a kadasha from the sholem. Shamino shira gemiri. So, something more. We see that the it's a lach of shir. When it's just like a shir, if it's kosher, it's no good. So the barrier also. What's the raya? Is that the rush? Dia Marta, because if you're going to say like the other side, the Nemola should nixes a rug leha, kriya barrier. That by the Nemola, which the feet have cut off, it still has a dinner barrier. So therefore, in Kenach Chaim Nami, Tchilis Briyosa, below Reglayim, kriya barrier. The shame barrier is not dependent on the feet. So why is the Shir Kadasha, which is measured with the feet? The Kati Ein by Kadasha. Without the feet, it's not a kadasha. The chilas b'yosei keshu sholim ein by ella b'kadasha. The whole thing, including the feet, is a kadasha. So without the feet, it's less than a kadasha. V'ne'elif minei the pachas mekadasha nami yitame. So even less than a kadasha should be tame. So must be it's a din of the whole item. And the feet, if it's missing the feet, it's not tame. Bedachi. Some verses is no, it's not right. It hasn't been created yet. That it should be created, it always comes created in the size of a kadasha. So that's the share we use. Less than that, it's to be too small. It's already alive. It's a live ant. Then maybe be chashuba barrier, afilu chosra, halba dain yachalalikyas. So what we're discussing over here is not really the same concept as over there. So Mora says, Tibor Lukha, you're right, it stands as a question. And we pointed out that the Lashon Nozer is Mashuna, instead of saying take, it says Tibor Lukha sometimes. Or Tiboyi. Okay, so our Mishnah said, Ashidra Bagagarlis. So, Ibar Lahu, Shidra Vigal Garlis Tanan, Oidilma Oy Shidra Ogal Garlis. Is it an and? Is it a vav? A Hebrew? It means Shidra and the Garlis together. Or it's a vav, which means this or this. Okay. That the Shaila is both relevant in Mesechtas Arlis, it has the same lush of the Shidra Vigal Garlis, was the halacha that it's Matame, even though it doesn't have Reva Kav, it's a small child, doesn't have Reva Kav at Tzomis. Is that Rav Binyanoi? Is that Rav Binyanoi? But Shidduch Hagolus, that generates Tumma. Is that only together or each one by itself? And the guy over here is an also Megaleach, even if you tell me that over there it's Metame, I need to know, is it also Megaleach on it? Because we saw that Tumma is a Rav Kavatzamas, but Megaleach is a Chatzi Kavatzamas. So they're not automatically totally Zebisa.
What is
Rome? Tumas oil, a Reva Kava, but Tumas is Matama oil, even though for Hilchus Giluach, it's only if he touches a Chatzi Kava Tumas. So he's Tame, Tumas Mace, if a Nazir would be in the same oil as a Reva Kava Tumas, he'd be Tame Tumas Mace, but he doesn't have a din of Giluach. The same way a Nazir is a Mitzar, he has Din Giluach because he's Mitzar. He's a Zav. There's no Din of Giluach. He's Tomei. Okay. So, Amar Rabba, Toshma. So, Shidra Shegirid Roiv Eloyin Shaba. If the majority of the the ribs which come with it is tahara. Okay. Now, so even the lashon Eloyin is the it's referring to the vertebrae which the ribs come out of, I think.
Their projections, there's growing projection both back into the solids, perhaps in which pieces.
Maybe, I don't know. So it's tahara. So the tumma is that when the spine is intact, not when it's broken. But we cover once it's been buried as such, and everything else has disintegrated, but there's no din rekev because there is clothing, whatever it is, but the shedra is intact. It still hasn't disintegrated, but it's broken. So with that, filim shaberis mifarekis is temeya. In the hakever, now the girsa shakever mitzarfa. Part of the halacha of Moshe Sinai is that in the kever, the fact that it's broken doesn't take away its tumma, because that's how it's buried. It's considered like coming from being bekavura, but tumma, it retains its tumma. So the Gemara, time of Mishum, the Girid, it's because it was broken. Holo Girid, it wasn't broken. Tmeya. So that it sounds like the shedra alone, without the gugalis. Shmamina oy shedra, a gugalis katani. So Morris says no. Hal loy katani, hal kamashlon lati girid tahara, either tibor lecha. Maybe the town of the Bryce is also masupik. So he says, this much I know for sure, that if it's girid, it's broken, it's tahara. If it's sholem, the shedra without gugalis, I'm not sure, but this much I know for sure that this is tor. So it's not a right. Okay. Toshma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Shisha Devar, Rabbi Kiva, Matame, Bechome, Mataren. So the worm's going to go through the Shisha Devar. Because of Rabbi Kiva, eventually Rabbi Kiva retracted. Now, is that the Bryce? What?
On all six.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I mean, the Mishnah is bringing Rabbi Akiva arguing on them. And to say that the Rebbe was Kaveh and the Mishnah is, Rabbi Akiva argues that some of them, even if had Rabbi Akiva was kosher, would not be Mistaver. Right, so Rebbe wouldn't be Kaveh and the Mishnah is, and Rabbi Akiva argued without mentioning that he was kosher. So it sounds like from the Mishnah is that he still maintained his position on some of them. So the Mor is not going to go into the Shisha the Worm yet. But one of them is about Shashidra and Gogarlis. So if you look at the bottom of the page, the Mor says, good starts going through the Shisha the Worm. Everman a mace, Shabbat Mishne Mesim. Everman a chai, Shabbat Mishne Bene Adam. Chatzi Kabbatzama, Shabbat Mishne Mesim. Revius Dam, Abba Mishnayim. As I told you before, that's Rosh of Revius, the more we think Rosh of the Nafshah's mace. Revius Shabbat Mishne Mesim, that's from Kiva Shito. Revius Dam, which came from two Mesim. Well, etzim kisaro shenechlak, and a shidur gugolus. Right. So that's the six. So what's the game for us is the shidur gugolus part. And the argument being that the Rambam say you need Shidra and Gagarlis, and Rekiba says you don't need Shidra and Gagarlis, it's Shidra or Gagarlis. But now we're saying Rekiba was Chayzer. Okay. But the more so like this. But for our Raya right now, Umaisa Shaviyu Kupa Malaya Atzoma is the basic Nesesh Shal Tarsiyim. Somebody brought a container of atzamas. So there's no tumas oil. Okay. So came along to Titus or Rafe.
The Tarsium.
Tarsium was a type of worker that they had their own shul. Surfing the Koshis, yeah, they were copper workers, coppersmiths. So they checked it out to see what's there. It doesn't have a din of tumah. There are multiple vertebrae there, but with their knowledge of medicine, they recognize it wasn't from the same mace. So Shedra's only matame, it comes from one mace. Rekiba had held the Shedra from two mace, and now he's saying no, it has to be from where he's being invited to the Chum, it has to be from the same mace. So Zot the Gemara, time of the lekha shedra the mechada. It's because there was no shedra from one mace. Ha'ika, but had there been a shedra a gagarlus the mechada, so it would have a din of tumah and those are megalechol. So Shmamina Oy Shedra Oy Gagalusanan. The Pasha is the same nusach that the Mishnah means in Arlis. We have it means over here. So for the Mishnah in Arlis, in regards to Ilchus Tuma, the phrase Shedra Vigagalus meant Shedra Oy Gagalus. So here also means Shedra Oy Gagalus. And over there you see a Gavi Tuma. The assumption had it all been from one mace, even though it was just a Shedra, it would be Tomei. The Mor says, let me boycott it. Titus was saying that I'm not even. What does he mean? Let me boy shidra with a girl to be mace echad like. Not only is there not, maybe you need shidra with a girl, and there's not a shidra with a girl from one mace. because that's Rabbi Akiva and Chama's argument. But you know what? Not only is there not even a Shidra and a Gogolas one mace, there's not even a Shidra for one mace. Elafilo, a Shidra me mace echel, Rabbi Gogolas mace echel leka. So that he was just pointing out that so little of this is for mace echel, so definitely there's no, it's like he's stressing there's no tumor. To the Rosh. He boiled the hoo, Shidra begirlis tanan dafka tarayu, but then my Shidra. The Shal applies to the Mishnah Erlis as well. That's clear in the Gemara. The Maisi, the Mishit Hakbaya, Mimastis and Erlis. The Gemara is trying to bring a raya to Paschal and the Shal based on the Mishnayos over there, but the price is over there. So if we're not clearing a shayla gabi tumah, it's only the gabi nozim megaleach. You can't prove from hechos tumah to being nozim megaleach. The teretz is the same shayla. They go together as one shayla. Both mishnayos. How do you read them? So once you know how to read one, you know how to read the other. Toshva shidur shagirid shagidev. It means pirsh chotach k'moy goydu ilona. So it means that. They broke it, they cut it into pieces. Like the Pasuk says, Daniel, cut down the tree. Ravi Loyan Shabbat. Slows the ribs. Terguma is Eloyan. Perikel Chavis, more so, what's the machine? It was Meshuberis or Mefarekis. So Mefarish Nishtabru Beroy Veis Tadim Nisparku Beroy Tzarechus. They said it was if the majority of them had been broken or Mefurek. So Mefurek means they were broken into two pieces. There was just one break, and the Shmira means there was two breaks. Tahara Shabitul Shem Shedra Mimena. Bekever Phil Nishbra Nifrika Tameya Shakever Mitsarfa Bach Dach Gimiri, that's the Lach Moshe Sinai, but that's the din. But the Morris Madaik Hologidit is Tameya Hashedra Levado. It sounds like it had it not been broken, the Shedra would be Matama, even though it was just a Shedra. So Morris says, no, that the Tana has the same question. He says, this I know for sure is Torah. What will be my Shedra by itself? It's not broken? I'm not sure. But this I know for sure is Torah. Miktani Hala Gidid Tameya, Dilmaki Gidid is Tahara, Edith Tiboyalacha. Miktani Hala Gidid is Tameya, Loka Girlis. It means the Shedder by alone, by itself is enough. Dilma Im Gagirlis marriage, referring to what the Gagirlis. Val Bikain, Im Gidid is Tahara. But Edith Kamer Im Loy Gidid. So now it's the Shedra is not part of the Gagolas. I'm not sure. Toshim Yehuda, Arma Shish Dorm, Rebekiva, Metame, Besamach, Kochachim. The Lord is going to bring them soon. Shatrasim is Tzarfein Chayshis, Karpasmis. Minichuba Avram, Mokam Shein Alea Oil. So Yitamu Hanichnosim Shom, that nobody should become Tomei, and they went and checked it out. So Titus and the Kol Roif from Moshe Bekiim Lahakir Hatzam Sheheim Mishidu Gagarlus Lahashus Etzim Leetzim Leida Imheim Beis Meisim and Meisachah. They could tell whether it was from one mace or not. And what shedder goes to what Gagarlus? Vamer Ein Kan Shidra Meisachah, but like Gagarlus Meisachah. But Nazar Shehel Aleim Boyd and Bekever.
That makes it.
Ed and Megaleach.
No chai has a din of rekev.
So the rush. So this over here is giluach. Dimishum tumas oil. Filo haya shom shedra meizecha. Lo haya megalech. Kimashen a shedra shleima. Shemin aliel. Gidded roi biloin shaba. Tahara. Oh. He's learning. It doesn't mean it was broken. It means the spine as a unit was broken. It doesn't mean each vertebrae was broken. So they can be attached, detached from both sides, or detached from one side. Uh-huh. Okay. That's how he's learning.
If we're saying that, then what kind of vessel would it be?
What?
If we're saying the spine itself is broken into two or broken into three pieces, one broken two.
No, I think it means that if the majority of the vertebrae have been detached, but there's two places of keber, it's detached. Meshubra means they were detached. Meshubra means one place of attachment was broken, and Shviro was both places of attachment were broken, of each one of the multiple vertebrae. If each vertebrae attaches to the other one in two places, if the majority of the vertebrae are detached from each other, either in one of the two places or both of the two places. That's what they meant. That's what the Rosh is learning.
Previously we said that we had this that's the word Malaya.
Right, that's what the Rosh is asking. They're all mephoric. That's the point that we're here, that there's all separate pieces. So they're trying to figure out if they go together. So where's the Tumah? Where's the issue of Tumah? They're mephoric.
None of them are attached to each other.
Right. So the Rosh of the case was, because we said before, Bekever, they are Mesurif. But even Bekever, it's a Shedra of one mace. Correct.
Okay.
But only if it's from one mace. That's why the rifle we're trying to figure out if it's from the same mace or not.
But the roofing we're looking at, each vertebra is detached from each other one.
Right. This package, somebody was mile on it in the cavern. They took it out to examine it to see whether there was a tumor or not. And now it's in the Koopa and they're trying to figure it out. He wasn't mile in the Koopa, he was mile in the cavern. That's what the Rosh is saying. So Tziruf, the issue of being mephoric doesn't bother us, because the kever is mitzar. The issue was, is it one mace or not?
So even though it's been removed with kever, it didn't Tziruf still remain?
No. Beryl the Nazir went over to the kever yesterday. And we need to know, what's his din? So but the rabbi came and said, got exhumed the pieces from the kever, and brought it to examine it to figure out what the psak is. So instead of sticking Titus or rifle down into the cavern, we pulled it out. And that's what Rosh seems to learn in the case. Okay. Let's hold it here. So I got that wrong. Okay.